Harper Audio presents Waking Up with the Duke by Lorraine Heath, performed by Anne Plosnick. For Franny, when shared with you, laughter is deeper, secrets more hushed, good news more joyous, sorrows less painful. Moments always, always richer, and New York is way more fun, totally. Thank you for including me in your life and offering me the gift of your friendship, and for always knowing the best wines. Chapter 1. Herndon Hall, Leicestershire, November 1860.
I'll consider your debt paid in full if you get my wife with child.
Ransom Seymour, the 9th Duke of Ainsley, struggled to concentrate as he sat sprawled in a comfortable armchair in the well-appointed library. He'd been downing excellent whiskey ever since his arrival at the Marquis of Walford's country estate for his once legendary hunt. After 3 hours, they were both well into their cups, so surely he'd misunderstood.
"Does your silence indicate your acceptance of the terms?" Walford asked.
Ainsley scrutinized his cousin and longtime friend, sitting in that damned wheelchair where he himself had placed the Marquis 3 years earlier. Walford had aged considerably during that time, his brown hair having gone white at the temples, his brown eyes sombre enough to chase off any gaiety in the room. Ainsley released a dark chuckle.
"I've had far too much to drink. You would not countenance what I thought you uttered. Jane wants a child. I can't give it to her. You owe me this."
Ainsley pushed himself out of the chair. He'd meant to do so with force. Instead, he staggered and almost lost his balance as he crossed over to the fireplace. He pressed his forearm against the stone mantel to steady himself while he studied the madly...